What's that thing for?
You never can tell. We might meet up with a bear.
Yeah. Meet my bare hands.
Get out.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Station wants you to know that autumn brings some of the most beautiful days of the year to New England. If you haven't been getting all the exercise you should, now is the perfect time to get outside and walk, run, or ride a bike. Use your feet to go places instead of your car. You enjoy the fall colors, breathe the fresh air, reduce stress, and improve your health. This is a public service message from the folks at WMFO in Medford. Yes. Trying to get my obligations done earlier rather than later, so I know I'll forget. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this last set of the first hour. Just heard a band called The High Spirits, and a track that was never released. It was recorded at Dove Studios around June 1966. You can find it on the compilation Back from the Grave, Volume 9, and It's All Right With Me. The Elgins with the original version of Heaven Must Have Sent You from the LP, Darling Baby, came out in 1966 on the VIP label, part of Motown. Well, that, The Prophets did Man Enough. I got off the comp, LP, Playgirl, came out in 1969 on Cap, and I kind of, I thought of this. Particularly lately, now that I pay attention to more stuff and I'm cataloging my records, aren't there a lot of, like, stuff like that, that fetch maybe a dime or a quarter that were released on Liberty and Cap between, say, 1959 and, 1970? Sure seems that way. Anyway, The Prophets is Man Enough, Playgirl album, 1969, Cap, and that was it. Jeez, it was a short set. Then we were back to the beginning. Anyway, coming up in the second hour will be this week's song that everybody knows, and so much more. Let's not waste any time. These are the Desperate Hours.
She wanted to be like everyone else. Now she's all alone in a room by herself.
It started with a party in the back of Ed's cafe. There was dancing and drinking. Most everyone was gay. A stranger that no one knew passed out some cigarettes. Guaranteed we'd get a thrill we've never met. Some said yes and some said no. Susie said she would. They agreed if anyone would get a kick, they knew that she would. The gang all laughed. How brave she was. Yeah, Susie said yes. At first, like it was all in fun. But then Susie wouldn't quit. She had to be among that crowd. So she took another puff. But this was only cigarettes. She wanted other stuff. The stranger knew of something else. Stuff that's hard to get. Susie said she had tried, 'cause there's nothing stopped her yet. The sweetest girl I ever knew. I slowly watched her fall. Every drug known to man, she now knew them all. She began to lose her friends, then she lost her pride. She didn't need me anymore, so I too stepped aside. And everyone could tell that her twisted mind was full of dope and her body was just a shell. Now in some back room, I know there's a party going on. There may be a stranger who brought some cigarettes along. There may be a Susie who's tempted to try. But if she could see my Susie, she'd know how she'd die.
She wanted to be like everyone else. Now she's all alone in a room by herself.
Dad, please tell me no, for Christ's sake.
Remember, with the skin of tears. Remember. Christmas Quintet is back. We'd like to thank all of our beautiful friends all over the country for all the beautiful vibrations. We love you.
This is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Alibis. A little robot man to call my own. I never have to worry that he wouldn't phone. He never dance with anyone but me. I just have to wind him with the robot key. I'd have a steady day.
Yay, 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 yay.
7 nights a week.
Yay, 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 yay.
And he would never find me.
Yay, 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 yay.
Well, it would be impossible for him. Up on a robot love, yeah. And I have a steady day.
Yay, 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 yay.
7 nights a week.
Yay, 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 yay.
And we would never fight.
Yay, 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 yay.
Cause it would be impossible for him.
That's my name. They call me the Rockin' Lady. That's my name. Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York, and you're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time, right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
She wants a man with lots of money.
I brought the wrong record with me.
Sweat which pours from me below.
Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, let me explain away this first set of the second hour. Just heard the Kingsmen in Long Green. I looked back at the stuff I brought in. I saw a wand. I saw a Kingsman. I didn't see the title. I thought I brought money with me. I'll have to bring it because I brought another. I know I brought another version of money, but Long Green came out in 1965 on Wand. For that, the Everly Brothers from 1960 and Man with Money. I believe that was re-released on their Beat and Soul LP. Came out in the mid-60s. It was covered by a ton of British bands. Another Crybabies did a fantastic job with it earlier this century. This week's confection, Penny Candy and the Rockin' Lady. Came out in 1959 on a flipping label, and before that, Robot Man by Jamie Horton. Originally released on the Joy label in 1959. I got off the compilation, Hot Boppin' Girls. And actually, the Penny Candy track also appears in that compilation. Before that, before Jamie Horton, Sir Douglas Quintet and Mendocino from 1968 on Smash. Most people know that song, but everybody knows, Remember Walking in the Sand 1964 on the Red Bear label by the Shangri-Las. And we kicked it off with The Story of Susie. It all started with cigarettes. Billy Ray, The Story of Susie. I got off the compilation, Godless America. It was originally released on the Titan label in 1960, where Darlene Lacey, who generously donated some money to WMFO, to the Desperate Hours, at a California label. Well, that's more up by Fresno. Yes. So anyway, that's that sickness came from out there. We'll associate it over here. Anyway, coming up in about 35 minutes is going to be Walk Sign Is On. Walk Sign Is On. Because that's what sound you get. For the visually impaired, it screams, Walk Sign Is On. I'm right outside here. The WMFO studios. Hi, it's Bob Curtis Hall. On the campus of Tufts University, at the corner of Boston and College Avenues. Now, two more sets to go. One more talk break. Remember to donate, www.wmfo.org. And also, for the internet impaired, you can send your checks payable to Tufts University. You can earmark the show on the check, make a note, and you can send it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Let's get on with it. Listen, WMFO, The Desperate Hours.
is Scott Gorky from Salem State Radio. I owe my current radio existence to the guy who trained me there, Alex of the Desperate Hours.
I need something that'll keep me awake, alert, and reckless all night long.
Thursday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO.
It's not as stable. You don't know what to expect.
It's fun for most of your family, even that weird uncle you locked in your attic.
Oh! is Pussy Galore.
I must be dreaming.
Lonely child with broken smile. It takes a while for your dreams to come true. Lonely child, like cellophane, you're my window pane. I can see into you.
Black shampoo. His clientele all kiss and tell.
You tell Mr. Jonathan if he won't do me, nobody will.
He isn't above a labor of love.
Does Mr. Jonathan make house calls?
He's got the touch they love so much.
Hello, ladies. Artie taking good care of all of you?
Artie just didn't have the equipment you have.
He's mad. He's mean. He's a killing machine. Black Shampoo.
A Graydon Clark production starring John Daniels and Tanya Boyd.
From Dimension Pictures, rated R. Under 17, not admitted without parent.
Mm-hmm.
myself.
That's right. The name of this song is Help Out, We Need Some Help. I want a little hand clap. Turn to page 29 all together now and let's go.
Three quarter pole and then down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Yes, let me tell you what I played in this next to last set of the evening. Just heard Bo Diddley with I Believe Muddy Waters from 1962 on the Checker label and Help Out. The reason I don't know, I'm not sure the personnel on that is because it's got off a compilation called Big Deal. Came out in 2001 on the Mademoiselle label, which I think is part of that Australian Mature label. A whole bunch of weird stuff. For the Black Shampoo radio spot, you heard Marianne Faithfull and What Have I Done Wrong from the self-titled LP, came out in 1965 on London. The Contrast before that. And Lonely Child came out in 1968 on Monument. Well, that's the Minutemen did Rollin' in Money on the compilation Wild Sides Volume 5. It was originally released on the Rust label in 1965. Speaking of Minutemen, they'll be taking on UMaine at Fenway Park at 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. I'll be there, so should you. Just State University. And before the Minutemen, you heard The Plague, a band called The Plague, and Money. I got the compilation, Hipsville Volume 2, which came out in 1985 on the Cramden label. So named because all the hits were crammed in. Previously unreleased track, the band was from Bismarck, North Dakota. And then we kicked it off with The Quites, a band called The Quites. They were from Greece. Right off the compilation, 6 Miles from the Cage, Volume 1. Came out in 1997 on the Royal label. Name of the song was Kiss Me Not for Money. And it originally came out in Greece on the Philips label in 1966. Remember to donate, www.wmfo.org. For those of you who are cyber challenged, you can mail a check payable to Tufts University and mail it to WMFO, P.O. Box 65, Medford, Massachusetts, 02153. Okay, let's bring this old girl home, shall we? These are the Desperate Hours.
For me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Thank you. This is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
And they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop truck from the has-been, should-have-beens, water-cutters, and never worse from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I serve up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 right here at MFO. Yes. Let me explain away this last set of the evening. Just heard Mickey Most. He of the producer of The Animals and Herman's Hermits and Hot Chocolate, actually, too. Mickey Most. Money Honey. Track released on Columbia in the UK in 1965. I got off the compilation Rare 60s Beat Treasures Volume 1. Tommy McLean channeling Patsy Cline. And Sweet Dreams. Came out in 1966 on MSL. And we kicked off that short set with The Clichés and a track called Spend All My Money. I got off the compilation Quagmire Volume 4. It was originally released on the Monex label in 1968. Oh, wow. Anyway, got some shouts. Thanks to Scott Gorky of WMWM for his generous